Jeff around town.
Good morning, Otis.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well. How about last night?
That was fun. Happy 20th to CFAM.
CFAM. For those who don't know, that is the College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media, and they were celebrating, we were celebrating the 20th anniversary of that last night. Our own Sherry Brownrigg was the MC. We heard from Dean Michael Hilt, who talked about how creativity and innovation was at the core of the creation of CFAM to put all of these things, art, music, writing, theater, journalism, communication, and so much more under one roof.
We should say CFAM stands for the College of Fine Arts and Media.
Yes.
CFAM. Because people like doing, you know, just anacronyms, right?
Isn't right. It?
Yeah.
And it's a family.
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
Hey, the fam, the CFAM.
The CFAM. Okay.
That's right.
All right.
And UNO Chancellor Joanne Lee spoke about the importance of human creativity and encouraged us. I love this. At the end of it, she said to close our eyes for a moment and to imagine the next 20 years of creativity, because it is celebrating creativity and innovation. As you know, Otis, the night was filled with performances from incredible musicians.
Different students. Boy,
incredible.
Everybody was really good. The flute piece.
Oh, yeah.
The flute. Wails.
I know. The vocalist, the theatrical performance,
yeah.
And the forensic, the impromptu speech was incredible. Chloe Ellison, who was given 2 minutes, Sherry gave her a prompt.
A topic.
Yeah, and said, okay, you've got 2 minutes, like, opens the envelope, go off stage, figure this out in 2 minutes, came back, and she knocked it out of the park.
She did a speech that included Sesame Street and where else?
And Star Trek.
Yeah.
I know, what?
Yeah.
But it worked. It worked. Yeah, it did. And that jazz ensemble, they riffed on September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Where
they changed the lyrics
a little bit.
They
did it. I tell you, that horn section,
they were incredible.
They were going.
So everybody for that was standing, clapping, including you. You were in the front row.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I stuck around. Well, maybe we'll get this posted on social later.
Okay.
I have a photo of you up there clapping along with that music.
Oh,
it was great.
I hope it's a photo, because videos would show how... How bad I dance.
No,
but
it's a
photo. Might come out.
It's a good photo.
Right,
so,
okay.
And everyone else was also standing for you because it was the last public celebration for you, Otis.
On that's
your
it. Everything else is
retirement.
In private.
Everything is sitting down or napping on the couch. So, what was one of your favorite things from last night?
I mean, I liked it all. Yeah. I mean, no doubt that, boy, they closed it big. That was a big closer.
Yeah.
I liked the Mad Hatter monologue mainly because I knew the answer to that riddle.
Yeah,
it's how is a raven like a writing desk? Did you know?
I didn't know. I'd heard that, but I couldn't.
There are actually a couple of solutions.
Couple, three?
The solution the author himself came up with was that both produce notes that are usually flat. So,
that was great. So right beforehand, I met one of your big fans, Sharon Struve, and she brought you a gift.
I have it here. It's a roll of paper towels.
Paper towel.
At first, I thought it was toilet paper because it was wrapped and, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's paper towels.
Paper towel, but it has, what does it have on it?
It has Mozart, Morning Mozart on it.
Yeah.
Some Mozart music.
Music notes.
Scores, yeah. It's all the same, so it's not like an endless roll. I didn't unroll the whole thing.
Maybe. I mean, maybe the symphony could play. So
maybe there's a surprise later in the... But it's very nice. And a note on it. I really appreciate it.
And when I met her, she was wearing this wonderful sweater with musical notes on it.
And she said, and there's a card in there, too, with an absolutely wonderful note. Yeah. No return address. So you're going to have to get me that because I'm going... first thing I do in my retirement is write thank you notes.
You're going to be busy for a while.
I've got a pile of
stuff. You a big thank you note guy anyway?
No, or? I'm not usually. I'm really not usually, but...
It's nice when you get one, and I always think I should do it, and then if it there's that threshold, or if you wait too long, then it's like...
My daughter-in-law, Kumiko, is really big. You know, all the kids, all of her kids, my grandkids are trained to write thank you notes, so I feel like I have to live up to that example.
Yes, exactly.
So,
practice what you preach.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Otis, it was a great night, and thank you for everything, and happy retirement, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's been a long, strange trip. See you on the backside. Thanks, Jeff. And good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
Jeff Caterbo will be taking over this this glider. A little later. Yeah, Jeff around town.